It's been ages since I had a walk by the Am.
Look, the water's crystal. You can see right down to the riverbed.
You don't realise how fast it's flowing until you focus on a leaf or something and follow it. Try it.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
It's kind of hypnotic.
There used to be an old gnarled tree on this side before you got to the bridge.
Oh, yeah, I know the one you mean.
I used to hold on to Dad's hand really tight when we got near it.
Did you? Why?
I thought it looked like a witch.
Me too, I used to think that.
Really?
Yeah.
And I used to think she might come alive and she'd get me.
Yeah, actually, Helen had this book of Snow White.
Oh, me too. It looked like the picture where the Queen turned herself into the old woman.
To bring her the poisoned apple, yeah, you must have had the same book.
Or maybe I read Helen's at your house.
Well, maybe, yeah.
Gosh, isn't it funny?
What?
I mean, who'd have thought when we were that age that we'd be here like this now?
Yeah, it is strange.
But nice.
But nice. You're not too cold, are you, Brenda?
No, I'm fine.
Honestly?
Yeah? Why?
Well, the tip of your nose has turned red.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
It looks cute.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, it does. It matches your beret.
Tom!
What? I'm only joking. You look gorgeous.
Red's my favourite colour.
Is it now? So, what's that sign of, I wonder?
Do you want a slap?
You'll have to catch me first!
Got you, easy.
Oh, yeah?
You didn't run very far.
Oh, maybe I wanted to get caught.
Yeah?
Uh-huh. Come here, Brenda Tucker.
Oh, hi, Hayley. Roy.
Hiya, David.
Hello. Wait by the door, Phoebe.
And button your coat up.
How come kids don't feel the cold?
Beats me.
Josh always comes out of school with half the gear Ruth sends him in with.
Supposedly, the older you get, the worse your memory, but you'd never believe it to look at school cloakrooms, would you?
True. How are you doing?
Well, you know, yeah.
How's Mike? Isn't he with you?
No, we asked him, but...
I got Kirsty'd put some apple crumble in a tub for him.
That's definitely Frieda's. Kirsty said it's out of the freezer.
Michael enjoy that after supper.
Good idea.
Oh, Jolene must be counting the days. I bet you're missing Bert too, aren't you?
No, chance would be a fine thing.
What do you mean?
Well, what with his regular missives and emailed photos, he puts Samuel Pepys to shame.
What, he hasn't sent you a postcard?
Oh, for the days of the picture postcard.
He's been clogging up the inbox, has he?
And some. He's given us so much information, I'll be able to tour all the WIs in Borsetshire and give lectures.
Really?
Yeah. And as for the photographs, this is Bert in front of X Monument Palace, whatever. This is Frieda in front of the same.
I get the idea.
Oh, I think he's nice. He's obviously thinking of you all.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, we get a bit of a respite this week. He and Frieda will be on the Palace on Wheels steam train.
Ooh. That sounds very Hercule Poirot.
Adventurous, aren't they?
Yeah, very. Except, one of the things they're looking forward to the most is the English food they
serve. Right, we better go.
Where's Phoebe got to?
Don't worry, she's chatting to Jennifer.
No, I better let you get off then.
Yeah, Hayley's got a list of jobs for me.
Oh, I haven't. Take no notice.
Oh, I can watch the footy then.
I didn't say that, did I?
Oh, well, I suppose I'll need to work off some of that Sunday dinner.
Have you eaten in the restaurant?
Yeah, we thought it'd be a nice treat.
Oh, wasn't it?
Yeah. Wasn't that bad. Mm. Definitely below Frieda's standards, though.
I just hope Sid and Jolene have noticed. They're going to lose business if they're not careful.
Yeah. Oh, Jennifer's waving at you.
Oh, Phoebe must be getting fed up. Or Jennifer needs to get off.
Yeah.
She's doing better than us today. Debbie's cooking a Sunday lunch, she said.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, wanted to give her a break, apparently.
Oh, lucky her. I'm not going to be seeing much beyond the lambing shed this week.
Oh, good luck. Well, Roy doesn't know it yet, but I've got plans for him when we get home.
You sure you wouldn't rather be curled up next to me on the couch in front of the telly, Hayley?
Keep raking.
So, what's this sudden urge to get gardening? And why didn't you lie down until it had gone away again?
Because I've got big plans.
Oh, yeah?
I'm creating a vegetable patch.
What do we know about growing veg?
Oh, we don't. But Mike does, doesn't he?
Well, that's a nice idea, but... can't see him being interested. not how he is at the moment.
No, he won't be. But once we've got it going, when we get things wrong...
Yeah, which we will.
He won't be able to resist putting us right.
Oh, yeah.
And he'll just get drawn in.
Oh.
That's what I'm hoping. And then it'll give him another interest, won't it?
Oh, yeah, well, Hayley, that's great.
I mean, supermarket gardener Mike.
Yeah. No, you're right. He won't be able to resist.
Mind you, caused a bit of a row about it yesterday.
Well, how's that?
Well, you know, I went over to Jill Archer's to get some tips from her.
Oh, hang on. What do you want doing with these leaves?
We'll pile them up and burn them.
What, in that corner?
Yeah, that'll do. Right.
So, go on.
Right, yeah. Phil said to rake the leaves off, especially off the lawn. But Jill said to leave them.
Oh?
Well, Phil said you need the beds tidy, so as soon as it comes a bit warmer, I can sow some early crops under cloches. Jill said leaves warm up the soil, and Phil said they harbour slugs.
Well, you don't like slugs.
Who does? I certainly don't want to go out with a torch at the dead of night and pick them off like Jill does. Yuck.
Well, you could put pellets down.
Oh, no. Don't like the thought of pellets.
I'll tell Brenda. She might like to get involved in the veg patch project.
She's going to be busy with Jack's and with Tom's catering van, though.
Hmm.
What?
What?
Come on. What's up?
Nothing. It's just... I wish she wasn't getting so close to Tom, that's all.
I know. Well, she's really happy, Roy.
Yeah, but timing's wrong. She might be doing it for all the wrong reasons.
Maybe. It's just what she needs.
Oh, wish I could be that sure about it.
Oh, well, remind me to ask her to pick Phoebs up for me from school this week.
I'll come.
Elizabeth's asked me to help out a bit when Mrs. Pugsley goes to her husband's funeral.
Oh? Well, I didn't know there was a Mr. Pugsley.
No, nor me. But she's not been that upset. Apparently, he's been living over the brush with his floozy in Lancaster for years. Oh, that's what she said.
He's been what?
Yeah, Mrs. Pugsley doesn't believe in divorce.
Hiya.
Hiya. You had a good walk, Bren?
Yeah, thanks. In the end, we went back to Tony and Pat's to warm up and get something to eat.
Yeah, you never told me your sister could eat for England.
Cheek! You should have seen what he put away. And look at those flat abs. Where'd you put it all, Tom?
Oh, could sink a coffee, Hayley.
Right. Come on, Bren. Let's leave the men to the men's talk.
Don't be too long, eh?
How's it going? Your new enterprise?
Yeah, pretty good. We've got the design finalised for the van and trailer, so I'm going to take them into the signwriters this week.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, gold on green. A posh butler with a salver.
Hmm. Thought you'd go for something a bit... trendier.
Well, you know, it'll look quirky and interesting at the festivals and traditional at country fairs. That's the plan, anyway.
Hmm. Seem to have it all worked out.
It's amazing. I just feel really happy, Hayley.
You don't have to be clairvoyant to see that, Bren.
I know it sounds ridiculous, but I'm just in love with, like, every bit of him. I mean, I even love the shape of his eyebrows. I know. And he's so cute when he blushes if I compliment him.
Does he?
Yeah.
Oh, sweet.
Thought it might be a bit tricky with Pat and Tony. They might not approve.
Aw, Brenda.
Well, you know. But it was fine just now at lunch. They were really sweet.
Great.
And Tom's so gorgeous to me. He's always trying to take care of me.
Wow. What a guy.
Yeah. It's just such a relief, Hayley. I don't need to be thinking all the time, what does he expect from me, and then try to be that person.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
It's just... it's okay to be me.
Of course it is.
Well, I've often felt like a bit of a bumpkin, you know, with some of the men I've known. So I ought to have been, I don't know, more sophisticated.
Well, that's not a sound basis for a relationship, is it?
No. So with Tom, it's exciting and familiar at the same time. It's perfect, really.
Don't get too far ahead of yourself.
No, I know. But it's hard.
Just keep a little bit back. Like for now, eh?
I'll try.
Good.
There is a bit of a blot on the landscape, though.
What's that?
Kirsty.
Oh, right.
Yeah. I feel I ought to tell her about me and Tom. I don't want her to just find out about it. Mm. She's a good friend.
No, you're right. She'll come from you.
Yeah. I mean, I'm probably worried about nothing. She's happy with Sam now, isn't she?
Yeah. We always look happy, and they're always together.
Mm. I'll give her a ring and meet up with her at Jack's this week. Get it sorted.
There's your coffee, David.
Oh, thanks, Linda.
And do help yourself to cake.
Oh, great. Yeah, cheers.
Now, down to business. Mm-hmm. I've been doing a little detective work, as Robert puts it, since I saw you on Friday.
Excellent.
As you're so busy.
Well, we are really stretched, you know, what with lambing and Bert gallivanting around India.
Indeed. Of course, it's impossible to do anything until we find out who we're dealing with. Mm. So I...
Absolutely. You know the bloke who hit me gave me false insurance details.
Oh, no. It's a disgrace.
And last night, Ben had just got off to sleep when some idiot roared up the lane, over-revving like mad, woke him up.
Oh, poor little chap. Ruth said he's just getting over a cold.
Yeah. He's fine otherwise, though.
Oh, good.
Anyway, we don't want this problem to escalate, so...
Oh, I agree.
Has your detecting uncovered anything useful?
Well, possibly. Did you know Borsetshire has an off-roaders club?
No, I didn't. That's very interesting.
Oh, I thought so too.
I'd assumed it was just a few random individuals roaring up the bridleway.
So did I.
So it may be an organised activity if it's a club.
Well, that's what we need to find out next.
Well, thanks, Linda. That could be very helpful.
Good.
Leave it with me for now. I'll try and chase it up myself.
Carly? Carly? Do you realise what time it is? It's 8 o'clock. Carly! Oh, you're not even dressed yet. I called you half an hour ago. You're going to be late for school.
I'm not going.
What's the matter? Don't you feel well?
I'm all right. I'm just not going.
I'm sorry, but just not going isn't an option.
Mum never makes me go.
I'm sure she tries. Now, come on. You'll miss the school bus.
Big wow.
I know school isn't your favourite place, but your friends are there.
What friends?
Oh, come on. I know you've got friends. You can catch up with what they did during half term.
Hello. We've got mobiles.
Look, this is just wasting time. You do realise that if you refuse to go, we'll have to ring social services.
Caroline, is she ready? I'll give her a lift to the bus stop.
Just a minute, Oliver. Now, come on, get dressed.
I said I'm not going.
Well?
I'm going to be late myself if I don't leave now.
Well, leave it to me. I'll get her there.
You sure?
Well, of course. I'm not trusting her on the bus. I'll take her in myself.
Okay, then, thanks. See ya. Good luck.
Thanks. Bye.
Carly? Can you come out now, please? Now? Thank you.
What?
Caroline's gone to work. You're dealing with me now.
What? Good cop, bad cop?
If you like. Now, you will go to school and I shall take you. You have 10 minutes to get dressed and out of the house. I'll get the car out. Don't keep me waiting. Is that understood?
Better than stopping here anyway. It's boring.
Good. 10 minutes then, all right?
Hi, Jenny. Ian's called. Just off to Grey Gables with a delivery.
Okay.
Oh, and I just bumped into Jennifer.
Oh, yeah? What's she have to say for herself?
Oh, she's really concerned about Phoebe's near miss when she nearly got hit by a car on the bridleway.
Oh, it's bound to be. It's a worry.
Yeah, she was asking if we'd had any problems.
I see. Well, no, I haven't noticed anything, have you?
Nothing at all, but she's asked us to keep an eye open.
Oh, fine.
I see Tom went out with Brenda again last night.
Uh-huh.
I do hope he's not stringing her along.
Well, what makes you say that? Seems to like her.
Yeah, I just hope he's not seeing her because he feels sorry for her.
Well, he can't shut up about her if that's anything to go by.
Really?
Just leave well alone, Pat. They're both adults, after all.
Yeah, I know.
You off to the shop this morning, by any chance? I'll bag up some more spuds and carrots.
No. Once I've done Grey Gables, I'm going to go round the farm with my camera, if the weather holds.
What do you want photos of the farm for?
It's for my presentation.
Well,
I thought I'd appeal on an emotional level with pictures of the farm.
If they have any emotions. We're talking supermarket buyers here.
Well, I'm quite optimistic, really.
Well, you know what I think about this. You're putting in a lot of time and effort. It'll get you precisely nowhere.
You've made your point.
You're on a hiding to nothing.
Oh, well, we'll see.
Oh. Hello, Caroline.
Oliver, hi.
Everything all right?
Oh, it's better than all right. I've just this minute put the phone down after speaking to the agent about the Dower House.
Huh?
Maitland's put in an offer. A really good one. Almost the asking price.
Really? Oh, that's wonderful news.
Oh, isn't it just?
Well, that's brightened up my day considerably.
I know I shouldn't get too excited, but it feels as though we're moving forward at last.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I'll get something a bit special out of the wine cellar later to celebrate.
Yes, do. How did you get on this morning with Carly? Sorry I had to dash off.
No problem. She was as meek as a lamb. I took her right to the door and waited until I was sure she'd gone in.
Oh, well done you.
She was late, of course.
I knew she would be.
It took her a little longer than 10 minutes to get dressed. She'd styled her hair, put makeup on. I'm sure that's not allowed, is it?
I'm sure it isn't, but I'm sure they all do it. You didn't say anything to her, did you?
No, I let it go for today. I thought I'd done well to get her there.
Oh, yes, you did.
And, of course, she sulked all the way, but I expected that. Not a word out of her.
Do you think tomorrow will be a repeat of today? Like Groundhog Day?
No, because I intend to pick her up from school this afternoon and give her a bit of a talking to.
Don't come down on her too heavily, Oliver.
Oh, I know what I'm doing. I won't treat her any differently from how I've treated Ed in the past. Or Bruno. I'll see you later.
Yes, all right. Oh, don't forget, I arranged for the farrier to come this afternoon.
I haven't. Bye, darling.
Okay, bye.
Hi.
Oh, hello, Pat.
Hi. I just dropped off some cream and ice cream for Ian. You are looking very pleased with yourself.
Just had a bit of good news.
Oh?
I don't want to jinx things, if you don't mind, Pat. You know what it's like. Still a long way to go yet. How are you all?
Oh, very well, thanks. Tom's full of the joys of spring and Tony isn't, so no change there.
Isn't he keen on Tom seeing Brenda?
Oh, gosh, doesn't word get round?
I saw them in the ball.
Ah. No, it's not that. I'm putting together a presentation for one of the supermarkets. I want to relaunch our organic carrots, give sales a bit of a push. Tony thinks it's a waste of time.
Oh, is it a case of once bitten? The sausages?
Once? We've been in pitch battle for years. No, it's more a general attitude. I think it's worth a shot, though. Tom and Helen both think times are changing.
Oh, good for you.
How's your new foster child settling in?
She's not. And quite determined not to, it seems.
Oh, dear.
I took her to the stables last week. Well, she's really frightened of horses. So that didn't quite work out as planned.
Teenagers are usually more comfortable with other teenagers.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, maybe take her to Kathy's next film in the fields, if it's suitable. Try and get her to meet other kids of her own age.
Yes, you're right. That's exactly what she needs.
Carly? Carly?
What?
Hop in, I'll give you a lift back to Grange Farm.
I'm getting the bus.
Please do as I ask. Now, did your form teacher say anything about you being late this morning? Carly, I asked you a question. Look, there do have to be some ground rules about school attendance. As you know, there's a legal requirement for you to attend school, so I've decided that from now on, I'll take you to school in the mornings. BBC do you mind? So, in order to avoid a repeater this morning, please be ready to leave the house at 8 o'clock. And in the evenings, you can come back on the bus with your chums. Is that clear? Look, can you please put that away while I'm talking to you? Thank you. Now, you said you don't like school. Well, you know, there are things that Caroline and I can help you with, if you'd let us.
Yeah, if you'd like help with your coursework, for example. I mean, you're very welcome to use the internet. Or perhaps there are other problems. Well, you can tell us. Or your social worker, if you prefer. If you're being picked on, for instance. All right, if that's how you want it, we can talk about it later. When you decide to come out of your sulk.
And this one's taken right across Primrose Bank with Lakey Hill in the distance.
Well, let's have a look. Not very clear, is it?
Well, the mist was coming down. This one's that lovely gnarled oak at the edge of Kingcaps.
Uh-huh.
And, oh, yeah, this one's Hayden Brook.
They're a bit gloomy, Pat.
Well, I can lighten them up a bit on the computer.
I suppose so.
I just wish I could say the same for you.
Well, as I said this morning...
I know what you said this morning and every other morning since I started this. Stop being so negative, for heaven's sake.
I'm not doing it to wind you up.
I don't care. I don't want to hear it. If you haven't got anything encouraging to say, then shut up.
I'm trying to save you the disappointment.
You don't know I'll be disappointed.
Well, don't I?
No, you don't. Do you know, I'm beginning to understand exactly how Tom felt. Why he couldn't work with you any longer.
What?
He knew you'd have stifled all his ambition.
Pat.
You're nothing but a wet blanket. And I'm not letting you suffocate my plans either.
I've still got quite a bit to go. But Ronnie's just started letting me trim feet, with him watching me. So now I can do quite a lot of it myself.
Excellent. And you're enjoying the work, Christopher?
I love it.
Well, as someone once said, if you enjoy what you do, you'll never have to do a day's work in your life.
Eh?
Oh, here's Caroline. Hello, darling.
Hi.
Here you go, Chris. You didn't say if you and Ronnie wanted sugar or not, so I bought the bowl. This one's coffee.
Great, thanks.
Have you seen him?
Who?
Block Party on your top.
Oh, right. No, I got it off the market.
Is that the sort of music you like?
I like all sorts, really.
Yeah, me too. What have you got on your MP3?
I haven't got one.
Yeah, you could borrow mine for a bit if you want.
Really?
Yeah, give me a ring tomorrow. We'll meet up. I'll give it to you.
I haven't got your number.
I'll get your phone then.
It's in Ronnie's van.
And?
I'm supposed to be working.
Give us your arm.
What are you doing?
It's only eyeliner. Don't wash it off until you put it in your phone, okay?
Right, okay, yeah.
And ring me, yeah?
No, she didn't say a word to me during the journey. She hasn't since we got back here.
What did you say to her?
I laid down the law a bit. You know, about going to school. And then tried to ask if there are any problems. Reasons why she doesn't like school. You know, bullying, for instance.
I see.
What?
How often did you open up just like that to your elders and betters?
Well, it's different, boys don't.
Nor do girls very often. Not in those circumstances. I know I didn't.
I wanted to understand that we're willing to listen and help.
That's good, obviously.
You think I've been too ham-fisted about it all?
Perhaps.
Well, why didn't you take her out or something?
Yes, I thought I'd suggest a shopping trip. Day out in Birmingham, perhaps.
Yeah, good idea. You girls and your shopping. She'll come round. She can't keep up this silent, sulky act forever.
Well, she's not being either sulky or silent with Christopher, is she?
Well, they seem to be getting on like a house on fire.
Don't they?
Strange, she doesn't appear to mind the cold this afternoon either.
No.
You said she'd made friends with him last week?
At the stables, yes. Uh-huh. I better keep an eye on them.
Oh, Christopher's a good lad. And he might introduce her to one or two other young people. That'll bring her out of her shell.
Yes, I was saying that this afternoon. It's just what she needs, isn't it?
Hi, oh, you sound like you're looking forward to working here again, Bren.
Yeah. I am in a strange sort of way.
How's the job share going to work?
Well, knowing Emma, it'll probably be a bit ad hoc, but that suits me.
But you're still going to go to Felpsham Uni in October, yeah?
I'll see how it goes.
So, things are coming together a bit for you.
Yeah, I think they are.
Well, this is really nice. Not often we meet up for lunch, is it?
No. How's Sam?
Busier than ever. He's been volunteering to do a bit extra while Bert's away.
That's good of him.
Yeah, well, he's always happier when he's doing something.
Yeah, the only time I ever see him sitting down is when he's eating.
Well, you never guess what he's got planned for us this afternoon.
Go on.
A visit to the scrapyard.
A scrapyard?
I know. Not exactly the most romantic destination.
Why?
Well, you know Alan's Vickers on Wheels thing.
Oh, he's making a soapbox cart.
Oh, yeah, and not just any old cart. You know what he's like.
You love it.
Oh, I suppose I do. I just love being with him.
Yeah, I can tell.
Oh, it's a bit like being a kid again, being with Sam.
Really?
Oh, he works hard, but he plays hard too. I don't think I've ever had proper hobbies before, and well, it's really good fun.
Well, you do sound happy.
Yeah. Yeah, I am. Well, he's so easy to be with, and what you see is what you get. No sulking, no game playing, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's loving, he's funny.
He's fit.
Oof, obviously. Oh, you don't tell him I said so. He never gets his crash heart off.
No, I'm glad.
Oh, thanks.
No, I'm glad about it for me too.
No, how does that work?
Well, you know last Tuesday night, Valentine's?
Yeah. Have you met someone?
No.
Come on.
Not met exactly.
Oh, come on, friend. Don't keep me in suspense.
It's Tom.
Tom?
Yeah. I've really fancied him for ages, Kirsty. I mean, not while you and he were together, but since Mum died, he's been just so great. And I honestly thought at first nothing would come of it, but then Tuesday night, it just happened. We kissed, and I don't think I've really come down since.
Oh, that... Oh, that's fantastic.
You sure you don't mind?
Mind? Of course not. Why should I mind?
Well, you were together for years.
I'm well over him. I've been for ages.
Yeah, I know. It's just... With us being friends, I felt a bit odd about it.
Well, don't. I'm really happy for you, Brenda. Honestly, I really am.
Thanks for the lift, Mum. Give my love to Gran and Jack.
Hi, Debbie.
Oh, hi, Ruth.
Jennifer, how's things?
I'm very well, thanks. See you later, darling.
Okay. Busy?
Oh, yeah, just doing a bit of shopping for Mum. Then I'm off to Gran's for lunch.
Doing the rounds, eh?
Yeah. How's Lambing going?
Oh, I've left David hard at it. Mm. But we're going to have our work cut out with Bert being away.
Yeah, Jolene's definitely missing Frieda too. Even tried to get an agency chef, she told me.
No one can cook the traditional dishes like Frieda.
Mm, yeah. And Kenton and I are going out for some tapas tomorrow night in Borchester.
That sounds good.
I don't suppose you could come with us? Not during Lambing.
Thanks anyway. Another time?
Mm. Have you heard from the Happy Wanderers?
Only every single day.
Gymkhana?
Yeah, big one. It'd be perfect for gourmet grills, I reckon. Yeah. Oh, hang on, Tom. Hang on. Let me call you back. Hello? Can I help you?
I'm looking for Chris Carter. He lives here, doesn't he?
This is Willow Farm. Christopher lives over the road at Ambridge View.
Oh, right, cheers.
Hang on. I would have thought they'd be at work at this time of day.
Are you a sister?
No, friends, but I know he works long hours.
Oh.
I can always pop over later if you want to leave him a message.
Oh, cool. He was supposed to ring me. He said he would. I bet he forgot and washed his arm. I told him not to.
His arm?
The arm with my number 8 on it.
Oh, right.
It's okay. I know he would have rung me. Could tell he liked me.
What's your name?
Carly. You?
Brenda.
That's nice. Unusual.
Thanks. Do you live here?
Just temporary. At Grange Farm.
Oh. Do you like it? Caroline and Oliver are nice, aren't they?
Caroline's okay when she can spare the time. All she thinks about is that hotel where she works.
Yeah, she's always busy.
He's a bully, though.
What, Oliver?
Got zero tolerance for bullies, so I just blank him. That's a really pretty scarf.
Oh, it's a Christmas present.
Seems your eye colour. Is this where you live?
Yeah.
With your boyfriend?
With my family.
It's nice. It's got, like, a warm feeling about it. You must get on really well if you're still at home at your age.
Yeah, we do, actually. Look, it's cold. Do you want to come in for a coffee?
No, you're all right, thanks. I'd better get off. Give me a mobile.
Why?
I'm not going to nick it or anything.
No, I know.
I'll put my number in.
Oh, here.
pass it on to Chris, yeah? He's really fit, isn't he? Get him to ring me or text.
Okay. Bye.
Cut.
Afternoon, Matt.
Oh, Debbie, come in. Come on, sit yourself down.
Thanks.
Good of you to come over.
No, no problem.
Can I get you a coffee?
No, I'm fine, thanks.
Okay, well, look, I won't beat about the bush. I was very interested in what you were saying last week.
Yeah, I was worried I might have been a bit outspoken.
Oh, listen. I like people to speak their minds, got no time for yes men.
Right.
Besides, what you were saying was very much in line with my own thinking. I'm well aware that the estate land hasn't been performing as it should.
I felt sure you would be.
Anyway, I've been giving it a lot of thought, and I'd like to put a proposal to you.
Really?
Yep. You'll think it's quite impossible, but I want you to give it some thought, all right? Mm-hmm.
But it's a while since you were in a lambing shed.
Oh, I think I was still at college.
Well, if ever you want a refresher, you know where to come.
If I had time, I would, honestly.
I'm only kidding.
Have you been in here all day?
No chance. I'm just giving David a breather. Oh, that's a text.
Well, shall I open it for you?
If you wouldn't mind, it's in my jacket pocket. Might be Pip wanting a lift back from Izzy's.
Oh, it's from Bert.
Oh, I might have known. You wouldn't mind reading it for me, would you?
Me and Fred. Oh, take it, that's Frieda. In Burr of Pow.
What?
POW.
Oh.
Prisoner of War.
Oh, who knows?
Unjing G&T. Is Unjing a place in India?
Oh, I know. He's in the bar of the Palace on Wheels train enjoying a gin and tonic. That's Bert. That's just what I needed to know when I'm up to my elbows in you.
Oh, you'd have thought Bert and Frieda would have had a fortnight in Wales or something, wouldn't you?
I know what you mean. But they do seem to be having a good time. What have you been up to today?
Well, this afternoon Sam and I went to the scrapyard. He's found all sorts of bits and pieces to build a cart out of.
Josh will be interested.
Oh, he is, yeah. He's helping Sam unload them. And before that, I had lunch with Brenda.
How is she?
Fine. Yeah, really happy. Which I'm really glad about. She's had a tough time, hasn't she?
Yeah, poor thing.
Anyway. Right, I'll go and see if Sam wants to go out for something to eat. I'm starving already.
Okay, see you later. Ruth! Hi, Jennifer.
Oh, hello, Kirsty.
Hi.
See you later, Ruth.
Bye. You okay, Jennifer?
Yes, thanks. I was just wondering if you'd found out any more about that incident the other week.
David's crash, you mean?
Yes. I've had the mum who's out walking with Phoebe on the phone, you know, when they had a similar experience, and she's very keen that something should be done about it.
I'm not surprised.
It was quite nasty from what I can gather. I mean, the little girls didn't really realise.
But the mum?
Oh, doesn't bear thinking about, does it? Anyway, have you found anything out?
Not really. Linda's on the case, though. She's found out about an off-roaders club in Borchester.
Oh.
David's going to follow it up when he has time.
That's good. Well, I'll pass that on. But at least I can assure her you're trying to do something about it.
Trouble is, we've got no proof of anything, really.
No, quite. But if people carry on tearing along the path, well, next time it could be even worse.
Yeah, I thought it would come as something of a shock.
Frankly, Matt, I'm flabbergasted.
It's a serious offer, Debbie.
I know, that's why I'm amazed.
Just think about it, that's all I ask.
So you're basically asking me to run the estate farms?
Just make the strategic decisions. Make sure we've got the right people doing the right jobs at the right time.
Isn't that running it?
Nah, not exactly, no. Ryder's still going to be the managing agent.
Yeah, of course.
You know, for things like estate maintenance, he's absolutely fine, but he's not on top of this arable farming job. He knows that, I know that.
Well, it's not easy.
Yeah, but it is for you, Debbie. You're doing it in Hungary.
I'd like to think so.
And you were doing it over here, a good bit better than your stepbrother, from what I can see.
Well, no, I wouldn't say that.
Well, I would. That's why I want your input here.
Yeah, Matt, I'm working in Hungary. I'm enjoying it.
But you said yourself, It's a part-time job now. You've got everything sorted.
Yeah, it's true.
Well, why can't you do the same job for me? Sort of arable consultant, we could call it.
Well, it's feasible, I suppose, and the harvest is a lot earlier over here.
Like I said, I've been very impressed by the way you took that failing farm over there and turned it right round.
Well, I must say, it's something I enjoy.
So come and do it here. You'll have Ryder on the spot to see it all gets done, just like your foreman bloke over there.
Vladimir.
That's the guy. All I'm asking of you is to get the estate farm buzzing like you did before.
Well, I don't know what to say.
Say you'll think about it.
Yeah, I will.
You were saying there were opportunities in farming we weren't exploiting. Here's your chance to prove it.
And, what sort of free hand are you giving me, Matt?
I'm not a farmer, as you know, Debbie. It's going to be a contract operation, but I'll give you the choice of who you use.
And what if it's home farm?
If it makes financial sense, go ahead.
Right.
You'd be left alone to run the farm as you see fit. I'll be judging you on the bottom line, that's all.
So no pressure then.
Come on, you can do it, you know you can.
Well, I'm very flattered, Matt. Not to say stunned.
As for remuneration, I'm sure we can come up with an attractive figure.
Right.
Think about it. All right, at least for a couple of days. Get back to me once you've had a chance to get your head around it. Okay.
Okay. I will.
No, just the extra hold, I'm afraid. Mm. I've reordered the normal, but it won't come until Friday.
I don't really like the extra hold. Makes your hair as stiff as cardboard.
I'll try a styling mousse instead.
That's what I do.
Mm. Yeah, I could, I suppose.
Oh, Christopher, don't keep opening and shutting the chiller cabinet, please. You're letting all the warm air in.
I'm looking for energy drinks.
Oh, I ran out of those last week.
Oh.
Half term. I did have my work cut out, making sure all the kids were in here two at a time.
I bet.
Bet they love that.
So all we've got is what's on display.
Oh, right.
We've got plenty of juice and cordial at home. Why don't you save your money?
I didn't want juice or cordial.
Oh, suit yourself.
Doesn't matter. See you later, Mum.
Oh, look, I'm going to Clary's after work, so I'll be late. You got your key?
Yeah.
Bye, Christopher. He's been lovely with young Carly, Susan.
Yeah.
Oh, that girl you're fostering?
Yes. It's not been easy finding things to interest her so far.
No. I don't want to hang around with our generation at that age.
Can I just have this ice cream for you, Susan?
Thanks.
No, and she couldn't have made friends with a nicer boy. At least I don't have any bonnets on that score.
Thanks. That's £2.20.
Oh, thank you. Bye.
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 Yeah, well, I'll take the spray, thanks, Susan.
She doesn't have to worry.
They're not likely to get up to anything on the village green in this weather.
Hmm. Oh, look, that's 179, please.
Thanks. Don't know how young people stand the cold.
Yeah, I'd rather hang around outside the shop than be indoors.
I've just seen Tom and Brenda on their way into the bull. Oh, it's lovely, isn't it?
If it lasts.
Oh, well... Well, I know Tom was
a bit... Oh, no, I'm talking about Brenda. She's the flighty one, isn't she? Wonder if Tom knows what he's getting into. Anyway, you off out, are you, Cathy?
Yeah, Kenton and I are off to the cinema, and then we're meeting up with Debbie for a bite to eat at that tapas bar.
Oh, very nice. Keep saying me and Neil have to try that.
You should. Don't usually go out myself during the week, but Kenton insisted. He even asked Joe to babysit.
Well, have a good time. I'm here for another half hour. Amy couldn't make it. She got an assignment for college.
Oh, that's a long day for you.
Yeah. But I'm taking a bottle of Chardonnay round to Clary's after. A glass of that'll help me unwind.
Sorry, Carly. They don't sell energy drinks.
Don't they?
Why is it so important?
For this.
Vodka? Where did you get that?
I went out at dinner time. If you stand outside the offie long enough, you can always get someone to buy it for you.
Really?
So what are we going to mix it with?
We've got pineapple juice at home or blackcurrant.
At yours?
Dad'll be in the ball playing darts and Mum's going straight from work to her friend, so, you know.
If you want it.
So what we're waiting here for, then?
Cool.
Yes, over to Ambridge View with Christopher Carter. It was thoughtful of her to phone me, wasn't it?
Yeah, I suppose it was.
So, would you mind picking her up on your way back from the ball?
Yeah, fine. Not too late, though, Caroline.
About 9:30?
Yes, all right. See you later.
Bye.
Mind if I join you, Oliver?
Oh, hello, Brown.
You look like you're carrying the weight of the world, old chap. Empire building project not working to plan?
Well, actually, things are moving on that front, if a little slowly, for Caroline's liking.
Oh, I'm glad to hear it.
Yes. Between you and me, Caroline received a good offer on the Dower House this week, which she accepted with some alacrity.
Oh, excellent.
But this place is proving a bit of a sticking point. And I'm not exactly customer of the year with Sid and Jolien since the altercation between them and Caroline about the pub chain.
Yes, yes, I heard about it.
Caroline was quite shocked. So that went down like a lead balloon, and she's not sure what the next step is.
Well, I do hope it all works out for you both.
Your support is much appreciated. Oh, I don't know. I appear to be in everyone else's black books at the minute.
Is your foster child giving cause for concern?
Yes, how do you know?
She's a teenage girl, isn't she? It's obvious.
I've reached a bit of an impasse with her.
You're talking to the expert here.
Huh?
Although you've got a daughter yourself, haven't you?
Well,
I mean, yeah. How did you deal with her as a teenager?
Well, that was the wife's department, I'm ashamed to say.
Yeah. So, I mean, what's up with the girl?
Well, it's so difficult to get through to her, Brown. I mean, she's been giving me the silent treatment since Monday.
It's par for the course, I'm afraid, Oliver. Communicating with teenagers goes through 3 stages, in my experience. First, they won't listen. Then they'll argue black is white. And when you finally get your point of view across, you'll find they knew it all already.
Do you want some more vodka?
Are you trying to get me drunk?
No. Do you want some pineapple juice then?
Yeah, go on then. Careful, you don't want to get any on your mum's couch, do you?
She'd go mad.
I like your watch.
Do you? It was a present.
Let's have a look. No, it's okay. Just give me your arm. You don't need to take it off.
It's not a very expensive one.
Your arms are a bit browner than mine. Look, let me see.
It's working outside, I suppose. What's up?
You see this chain I'm wearing?
Yeah.
It keeps catching on my ponytail. You undo it?
Okay.
Okay, let me budge it, then you can reach it properly.
Lift your hair up.
Can you do it?
Hang on.
Oh, your hands are warm. Have you done it?
Just a minute.
I'll turn and twist it round. Is that better?
Yeah.
Christopher!
Oh.
Christopher!
Quick! Just come in, Mum.
Christopher? Are you in here?
Hi, Chris's Mum.
Well... I don't need to ask what's been going on in here.
Nothing's been going on.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really.
Well, what's this then? Did you bring this?
Mum, we haven't had that much.
A bit of vodka, big wow.
You get your coat on. I'm taking you back to Grange Farm.
Mum.
And you can stay here and tidy this mess up. Just wait till your dad hears about this.
Mum, I'm 17.
And do you know how old she is? She's still at school, for goodness sake.
Mum.
I'll deal with you later. Come on, Carly, home.
So there he was, Debbie, looking like a drowned rat. My Valentine's Day present in one hand and the most beautiful bouquet in the other.
Typical.
You ask him about it when he gets back from the loo.
But you had a good time in the end.
We did. Although I think Tom and Brenda were cursing him. He'd taken so long, the chicken she cooked was ruined.
Oh, shame.
I know. But, Tom's burgers came into their own.
Look, hold on, you ate burgers for your Valentine's Day meal. Oh, Cathy, this just sounds so Kenton.
Oh, life is never dull and humdrum with him.
I can't believe you. You do seem to be thriving on it, though.
Well, the strange thing is that most women of my age have very cosy, predictable relationships.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Well, it's fine. I'm not knocking that at all. But Kenton is never predictable. And there's something about that that makes me feel young. I love it. And I'm not looking for any more from it. That has to be good, don't you think?
I do. You sound very happy.
And what about you?
What about me?
Are you enjoying life in Hungary? No thoughts about coming back to Ambridge?
Oh, well, you never know what's round the corner, do you?
Oh, no. Just a minute. Hang on, just coming. Oh, hello, Carly. Susan.
Caroline. Today has been a very long day and I'm very tired. And what did I find when I got home? This girl and Christopher in my front room.
I'm sorry. Carly.
This is just so off its head. Ask her what they were doing.
Oh, can't you tell me?
Drinking vodka, that's what they were doing. Look.
Doesn't look as if there's much missing.
Oh, that's beside the point. I hope you're going to give that young madam a good talking to, because I don't want to come home and find the two of them in that situation again. Good night.
Night. Carly? Carly?
Hmm?
You've got some explaining to do, young lady.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, dear. Come on. You better get up to bed. You and I can talk about this in the morning. Oh, hurry up, Carly, before Oliver gets back.
Whatever. Thanks.
Hmm.
Yeah?
Oh, hello, Debbie. Come in.
Oh, no, don't let me disturb you.
No, you're not, no. Can I get your nightcap?
Yeah, okay.
What would you like?
Oh, I'll have a brandy.
Soda?
Oh, no, as it comes. Thanks.
You had a nice evening?
Yeah. Yeah, I get on well with Kathy. And you know Kenton, he's always good fun.
Good, good. Well, here you go.
Oh, cheers.
Cheers.
So, what did you get up to?
Oh, I just had a couple in the bull.
Uh-huh. Dad?
Hmm?
I wondered if we could have a word about Matt Crawford.
Ah, I'm sorry. I meant to ask you how your meeting went. I haven't had a minute all day.
No problem.
So? You're looking very pleased with yourself.
Yeah, well, he actually had a very interesting proposal.
Oh?
Yeah. He's offered me a job, sort of consultant for the estate farm.
Good Lord. Is it really?
It'd be the same setup as in Hungary, sort of director of farms, I suppose you'd call it. But a bit more hands-on at peak times.
Well, well.
Plus, I get to decide what contractors they use.
Really? God. Well, I like the sound of that.
So I might well be able to put a fair bit of work this way.
Well done, Debbie. That's quite a coup.
Well, no, hang on. I haven't agreed yet. I mean, to be honest, Dad, I'm getting a lot out of the Hungary farm.
Yeah, but you don't have to give that up, do you?
Yeah, Matt doesn't seem to think so.
Well, for once, I think he's right. You've got cheap flights, remember?
True.
I mean, let's face it, it's hardly any worse than commuting to London.
Yeah, that's what Matt says.
It's probably just a matter of getting yourself organised. Work out what times you need to spend over there and what time you're going to spend here.
So you think it's feasible?
Yeah, I know a couple of chaps who do it. Got land in Eastern Europe as well as here.
Mm-hmm. So you'd be happy with me doing both jobs?
If you feel you can handle them, yes, why not?
And what about the other members of the consortium? What do you reckon they're going to think?
Well, I'll ask them and find out.
Could you?
But my guess is they'll be very happy with it. I know for a fact they wouldn't want to lose you.
Good.
You're doing a cracking good job, Debbie. That's why everyone's after you.
Oh, come on, fella. Come on. Oh. Oh, come on, come on. Yeah. Is it? Oh, I come here. No. Oh. 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 Hang on. Right. Oh, fuck!
Adam, can I have a quick word?
Sure. Just a sec, Debbie. Yeah?
What is it?
Well, how did the spraying go this morning?
Oh, no problem. Is that all you wanted to ask me?
No, there's something I wanted to tell you about, and I didn't think it should wait.
Oh, dear. Sounds ominous.
Matt Crawford's offered me a job at the estate.
You're joking.
He wants me to be a sort of consultant.
What do you mean, a sort of consultant?
Well, no, it's more than that, really. I'll be making management decisions.
You're going to be manager?
Well, no, maybe not quite so hands-on as that.
Sorry. You've got me confused. What about Graham Ryder?
Well, basically, I tell him what has to happen next, and he doesn't.
You're telling Graham Ryder what to do?
In effect, yes, for the arable.
You're like that.
Adam, what do you mean?
And have you accepted?
No, not yet. I'm still thinking about it.
So, right, so you'd pack in the Hungary venture?
Not necessarily. You know, Matt thinks I might be able to run the two operations in tandem, and Dad agrees.
You've discussed it with Brian, then?
Last night.
I see.
Look, Adam, think what it'd mean for Home Farm. I could put more contracting work this way, and there'd be no need to let Jeff go.
So it's for our benefit?
Come on, Adam, you know it is.
So, as far as the estate goes, you'd give me my orders and I'd be one of your tractor drivers.
No, I'd be hands-on too. You know, if necessary, I'd do my shifts on the combine or whatever.
Oh, careful, that's not really a consultant's job.
No, forget about the title, that's not important. You want us to get the contract work back, don't you?
Right. Thanks for putting me in the picture, Debbie. Keep me updated.
Of course.
See you later.
Yep. See you later.
Hello, Kathy.
Oh, Jolene, hello.
Doing a bit of window shopping?
Oh, with those price tags, I'm not likely to go anywhere near the door.
Well, it's always been pricey, this shop. Worth saving up for as a treat, though.
Don't think I could ever bring myself to spend over £100 on a jumper. Not even for a treat.
No.
What about you? Are you clothes shopping?
No, I've just come into the bank. And to do one or two errands, that's all.
Well, don't let me hold you up if you're in a hurry.
Yeah, I best get on.
Yeah. See you, Kathy.
Bye.
Hi, Cathy.
Oh, hello, Lillian.
You haven't seen Debbie by any chance, have you?
Debbie? No.
Oh, we arranged to meet, but I'm a bit late. Oh, it's getting more and more difficult to find parking space, isn't it?
It is if you'd rather park on the street, like me.
Oh, I hate those multi-storey car parks, too. Horrid places.
Yeah, they are.
And then I had to drop Jade off at the records office as well.
Isn't that Matt's secretary?
No, he's PA. Well, she works part-time for me.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, Matt says he refuses to pay her to file her nails in the office when he doesn't need her, so he loans her out to me, which is very useful.
I should imagine it is.
In fact, I've got her working on parish council business this afternoon.
Oh, have you?
Yep, she's researching Ambridge bridal ways on those ancient maps. I'm determined to preserve them, Cathy.
Oh, good for you.
Hi.
Oh, Debbie, there you are.
I got your voicemail, so I went for a coffee. Hi, Cathy.
Hello. I'm bumping into more Ambridge people in Borchester today than I do in the village.
That's how it is, isn't it? You clothes shopping?
Oh, no. Too expensive. And a bit young for me, to be honest.
Young? Nonsense.
Oh, I think so.
But how old are you?
What?
I mean, look at Twiggy. And Lulu. I mean, you can't be any older than her.
Actually, I'm a bit younger.
Well, there you are, then.
Oh.
What do you think, Debbie?
Oh, it's up to Cathy, really.
Oh, honestly, the pair of you. See, I'm going to have to take you both in hand. You've been living under state rule for too long, Debbie. And Cathy, you have superb legs.
Right?
Yeah. If you've got it, flaunt it, darling. You're a long time dead.
Well, I did feel a bit dowdy last night in that trendy bar.
Well, there you are, then. You could come with us, couldn't you, Debbie?
Yeah, we're having a girls' afternoon out.
We're going shopping and then having our hair done and a manicure.
No, I was going to get a bit of a trim.
Well, that's settled. I'm sure Pierre would fit you in too, darling, if I ask him nicely. He's a sweetie. He'd do anything for me.
Right. Well, okay. I better visit the nearest cash point.
Oh.
Adam, I'm in here.
Ian? Oh, look at this place. It's a pigsty. Supposed to be your day off. You haven't lifted a finger.
Yeah, hang on.
Ian, are you listening to
yeah,
me?
Yeah, just a second.
Oh, for pity's
sake. Look, just let me get through to this next level and then I'm all yours.
Turn that blasted thing off, will you? This isn't today's post, is it?
Yeah, I meant to get that lot sorted.
I need the DBLA form.
Oh, what for? The post office will be shut.
My tax list runs out on Tuesday. I wanted to get it tomorrow.
Yeah, just a minute.
Oh, honestly, look at this. Junk mail, bills. And this is from your accountant. If it's amongst this lot, I haven't a hope in hell of finding it.
I know where I put it. Just give me a minute.
Look, can I move past? I want to get to the fire.
Yeah, yeah.
Thanks. Oh, and I wish you'd put those CDs away properly.
Look, why don't you take your wet things off and warm yourself properly? I'll make you a cup of coffee.
I don't want a coffee. What I do want is for you to do a bit of cleaning when it's your day off. If you keep on top of things, it's much easier.
Why are you like a bear with a sore head all of a sudden?
I'm cold, wet and starving. You haven't even made a start on any supper, have you?
No, because I just fancy chilling out on my day off instead of working as hard here as I do at work.
It's just a bit of cleaning, Ian.
Well, in case it's escaped your notice, I've been having a pretty stressful time at work too.
All right, I get the picture.
Okay, so if it's all right with you, I'll relax for a few hours on my day off.
Right. Okay.
Oh, look, come on, what is your problem? Okay, you're hungry, we can go down to the Bull.
Actually, I was going to suggest we went down to the Bull myself. Thought I'd give you a rest from cooking.
Right, there you are then. So, what's rattled your cage anyway?
Oh, it's nothing, forget it. I'll go for a soak. Bring me up a beer, would you?
Okay, just give me a couple of minutes to finish this level first, okay?
So I'm getting one of them crepe irons in for the day.
What's actually the difference between crepes and pancakes?
Oh, there's more eggs and sugar than crepe, I think. Well, I'm going to try out a few recipes.
Well, make a change anyway.
I haven't seen you in here much this week, David.
Lambing. I'll be back in the lambing shed until 11 or 12 tonight.
Oh, right.
Just called in for a quick one. Ruth kicked me out. Change of scene, she said.
There you go, David.
Oh, cheers. Oh, sorry, I've got nothing smaller.
Oh, that's fine. Am I keeping you awake?
Oh, I'm sorry, I'll just back it. I think this pint might be a mistake.
You won't feel like going back to it.
Thanks. Can't be too late either. Ruth's taken over for a couple of hours and Pip and Izzy are putting Ben to bed.
All hands the pump, eh?
Yeah, with Bert being away.
Hey, you heard from them this week at all? I bet it's gone a bit quiet since they've been on that train.
Oh, if only. Middle of the night last night, I'm struggling to hand feed a lamb. Text comes through. Obviously, I think it might be Ruth or Pip, so I try and open it. Drop the milk and the phone in the process. Milk spills all over the floor. The lamb runs off. And finally, when I open the flaming thing, it's a picture message of Frieda in front of a famous temple.
Poor thing.
Hello, David.
Oh, hello, Adam. What can I get you?
Oh, cheers. Pint of Shires, please, Jolene. And a pint of lager for Ian, if that's okay.
Okay. How's it going?
Oh, okay, thanks. How's the lambing?
Oh, hard work, Mrs. Telling Jolene.
Hello.
Hi, Ian. I'm just getting you a pint in.
Cheers. Jolene.
Yeah, coming up.
No, I was just going to ask about the Bull. Any news on that score?
No, worse luck.
You can't blame Sid for turning that offer down.
Of course not.
But it's frustrating when your future's in other people's hands.
Yeah, you're not wrong there. I mean, me and Sid will just have to take potluck on whoever buys Caroline's share in the Bull and hope they won't want to make too many changes.
Yeah.
Oh, where's your lager, Ian?
Oh, thanks.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
You just don't know, do you? And what with custom and the restaurant tailing off a bit without Frieda, she's pretty fed up.
Oh, well, you're still serving food tonight, though, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, of course we are.
What's on the menu?
Well, we're getting a bit on top of us, to be honest, so I asked that Frank, who works for Kenton, to come in for a couple of hours.
Well, that's a good idea.
Well, you'd think so, but his signature dish is the good old British fry-up.
Ah, hear that, Adam? Brilliant. It's ages since I had a fry-up cooked for me.
Right.
That's what everybody's ordering. You know, helping him out, my hair's gone all greasy, my clothes reek of bacon fat. I look awful.
What, you, Jolene? Never.
Oh, I feel it. Oh, here you go, Adam.
Cheers.
Thanks, evening, boys.
Mm. Hi, everyone.
Hello, Lillian. Debbie.
Hello.
Oh, wow. Ah. Oh, Kathy. I thought you were one of Debbie's mates. God, you look fabulous.
Thank you.
Doesn't she, Jolene?
Oh, yeah. You're very glam.
Oh, thanks, Jolene.
Yeah, my brother's going to have to pull his socks up.
They should change,
they don't. Oh, look amazing. You got yourself a toy boy, Lillian.
Oh, now that to be telling. Doesn't know how to massage ego, doesn't he?
Yes, the Irish gift of the gab.
Well, whatever it is, keep doing it, Ian, darling.
Are you off out, the three of you?
Yeah, with Kenton and Matt.
For dinner.
That'll be twice in 1 week I've been out.
Well, obviously, Suchi.
Evening, everyone.
Linda, come and join us.
Now, I'm here on urgent business, actually. Oh, Kathy, your hair. It really suits you.
Oh, thank you, Linda.
Right, I'd better go and keep an eye on Frank.
Yeah, I'll be back in a moment, Lillian.
Now, David.
I know what you're going to say, and I'm sorry, but I've been so busy.
Now, I fully understand. I'm not here to rebuke.
What's this?
I promised Linda I'd try and find out who's behind the off-roading.
Good. Someone's doing something at last.
Well, some of the members of the parish council take this extremely seriously.
But after Phoebe's near miss, I take it seriously, darling.
Ladies.
Phoebe? Yeah, she was almost knocked down by one of those irresponsible idiots last week.
Yeah, I told you, poor little thing.
We must get to the bottom of this and get it stopped.
Absolutely.
So, I have decided to take action. Be proactive.
Okay.
I have decided that we should set up a 24-hour watch over the bridleway, day and night, to find out who these people are.
Would you like a cup of tea, Ruth?
No, it's okay, thanks, Pat.
Or coffee?
No, I want to get back to help David with the first lot of lambs and ewes. He's taking them up to Marnie's this morning.
Oh, well, thanks very much for the loan of the binding machine.
No problem.
I wanted to leave them with a copy of the presentation at the end of the meeting.
Good idea.
Hello, Ruth.
Hi, Tony.
What's a good idea?
Oh, you won't be interested.
Tell me.
If I leave the supermarket people a bound copy of the presentation, they'll have something to refer back to when they discuss my proposal.
Yeah, I see. Well, that is a good idea.
Oh?
When's your meeting?
Wednesday afternoon.
Well, good luck. We've all got to do what we can these days. See you both later.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, thanks again.
Any tea left in the pot?
Plenty. You're in a good mood this morning.
Am I?
Agreeing something's a good idea? What's all that about?
Well, I do think it's a good idea.
After spending days disparaging all my efforts, what's happened? Has Helen given you a talking to?
No, actually. It was what you said a couple of days ago.
Oh?
Yes, about my negative attitude. And it putting Tom off from wanting to work with me.
Oh, Tony.
It made me think. And I've decided I should back you up. I'm still not keen on the bank design.
But
I'll bow to your and Tom's superior knowledge of the target market. You've done the research and put together a strong presentation.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. We should make a good impression.
Sorry?
Hmm?
Hang on a minute. We?
You and I.
You and I?
I'd like to come to the meeting next week and give you some moral support. If you want me there.
Oh, right. Okay. I'll let you know if I think I'll need it.
They've done what?
Well, not both of them, just Frieda. Look.
Grief. Camel riding today. Is there no end to this woman's derring-do? When did that arrive, love?
Oh, a few minutes ago.
What else does it say?
If I've deciphered it right, Frieda had an altercation with a carpet seller.
Oh, don't fancy the carpet seller's chances. Not against Frieda. She probably told him she could get it cheaper on Borchester Market. Oh, dear.
Shall I get you a coffee?
Let me get these up to Marnie's first.
I'll give you a hand.
Oh, I've had too much coffee this week, Marnie.
You have been knotting it back.
If anyone burst a crisp bag within earshot, I swear I'd break the high jump record. Oh, what a time for Bert to go on holiday.
Well, don't tell me you're actually missing him.
Oh, I wouldn't go that far. Oh, hello, who's this?
Roy, what can I do for you?
Oh, hiya.
Hi, Roy.
It's about the soapbox challenge. You and Josh entering?
Oh, we certainly are. Oh, hang on, sorry. Oh, it's Linda.
I'll take it. You and Roy obviously have vital things to discuss.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, although we haven't exactly got beyond the planning stages yet. You?
Yeah. Well, I thought I'd make a start this morning, but the saw I'm using wouldn't cut butter and Dad's out and about with a key to his tool shed.
Oh, right, no problem.
Sorry, can I just ask, is Linda ringing you about the off-roaders? Only I heard she was involved.
Well, you know Linda. She can be a bit of a pain at times.
You're not kidding there, mate.
But, no, she's been brilliant about all this. Really taken the strain. And I, for one, am really grateful.
I'm glad that's how you feel, David, because she's organised the first night watch for tonight.
What did I tell you?
She's doing it herself, of course. And guess who's top of the order to be there with her?
Well, at least you'll have missed the rush hour traffic into Borchester this morning, darling.
Good night last night, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Great fun. Good food, good company. We'll have to do it again sometime soon.
Hey, Cathy was quite an eye up, no, wasn't she?
You see Kenton's face.
Ha, picture.
Not to mention Jolene's yesterday.
What did you do with her, Lillian? You wave a magic wand or something?
No, none at all. A little time and thought over what suited her and a talented hairdresser.
Yeah, and a bottomless wallet, no doubt.
Ah, well, the trick is to buy a few expensive and well-made basic pieces and build your wardrobe around them.
Well, it worked a treat. What are you up to today?
I want Jade to go back to the records office for me.
No, sorry, Lillian, not today, she can't.
Oh, but she hasn't had a chance to finish the research I set up.
Yeah, well, too bad. I've got a couple of important meetings I need to prepare for next week. I'll need her all day today.
Okay, fine, whatever you say, Tiger.
Good. Oh, since we're discussing my business, Dory, I've got another important date coming up.
Mm, what's that, darling?
I'm off to Paris. There's an international convention on property management in 3 weeks.
Paris?
Yeah, I should be able to make a lot of contacts there. Should be very useful.
Well, I'll come with you and we'll have a mini break. I love Paris. Now, if you've finished in the bathroom, darling, I'm going to have a lovely long hot bath.
Can I have a quick word?
Hang on, just a sec. Ah, you just caught me.
Oh, good.
I'm off to Ashmead to do some muck spreading for Dad.
So I see.
Is it about tomorrow night?
Sort of.
Oh, you and Hayley can still come, can't you?
Yeah. We're still all coming. Got the night off.
Oh, great. Should be good. 25's a bit of a landmark birthday.
Yeah, I know. No, it's not that.
So what's the problem?
I was wondering if you're going to be stopping over afterwards with Brenda.
Blimey, Roy. Come right out with it, why don't you? Well,
I don't want to pry into your business, but...
You're not going all Sicilian on me again, are you?
No, I just want to be sure about what you're doing.
What, you want to know if my intentions towards your sister are honourable?
No, I just don't want you or anybody else messing her about.
I won't.
The thing is, with Brenda, she's very open and honest about how she feels.
That's one of the things I like about her.
Yeah, but... She's not over it, Tom. Not yet. I mean... Mum dying so suddenly and...
Roy, I was there. I was with her when it happened.
Yeah, I know you were.
So I know just how big a deal it was and I know how hard it is for her now.
I just thought you might think it was all over and she was okay now because she's very happy with you.
I know how long these things take. You know I do.
Yeah, I know. I just want to look after her, Tom.
I understand.
Well, and the truth is, I mean... Well, it's not that long ago you went with Tamsin behind Kirsty's back, is it?
Yeah, and you've no idea how it makes my toes curl when I think back to how I behaved. It's like I was a completely different person.
Yeah.
I've grown up a lot since then. I mean, I had to. And I promise you I would never do anything like that to Brenda. I swear.
Hello, Roy.
Oh, hi, Pat.
How are things? How's Phoebe?
Fine, thanks. Doing really well at school.
Oh, good.
Yeah, you should hear her read these days.
How's Mike?
Oh, he's okay. Up and down, you know.
Yeah. I'll pop round as soon as I can. And let me know if you need anything.
I will, ta.
How did Hayley get on this week?
Well, Hayley, what was she doing?
Something to do with Mrs. Pugsley at Lower Loxley, wasn't it? Brenda was saying?
Yeah, Elizabeth asked her to do a bit extra. Mrs. Pugsley was going up to Lancaster to her husband's funeral.
What? Didn't even know she was married.
Yeah, they split up years ago, apparently. But they never divorced. Anyway, Ailey said she didn't seem bothered about him dying.
Why did she bother going, then?
She just wanted to do her duty. That was it.
Duty's very important to Mrs. Pugsley's generation.
Anyway, Elizabeth and Nigel gave Ailey a bit of a bonus yesterday for helping out.
Oh, that was a nice gesture.
Yeah, and it was only things like children's laundry and stuff, not exactly back-breaking.
Oh, great, so you'll have a bit more beer money for tomorrow night then, will you?
What's he like, Ailey? I'm off. I'm working this afternoon, so better get back.
Sure. Okay, I'll ring you tomorrow morning about the arrangements, all right?
Great, yeah. See you tomorrow night then. Bye, Pat.
Bye, Roy.
I'd better get on too. I've got to get back to Home Farm before I go to the signwriters.
Oh, yes.
Am I still okay for a lift later?
Yes, of course. One of us will run you there.
Oh, great. Can't wait to see what it looks like.
Yeah, me too. Should make an impact.
Hopefully.
Right. Have you got a minute, Tom, before you rush off?
Fire away.
Well, it's about Wednesday, the meeting with the supermarket.
Oh, yeah?
Well, I wondered if you'd like to come with me.
Yeah, great.
Haven't you got off yet, Tom?
Yeah, I'm just going. So what time's the meeting?
3:30. I want to set up about 2, just in case of traffic.
Yeah, of course. Okay, right. See you later.
Right.
Pat, I offered to go to the meeting with you. We discussed it this morning.
Yeah, I know, and it would have been nice.
So?
Well, Tom's got more recent experience of this kind of meeting than either of us.
Yes.
So it makes more sense.
Well, not necessarily.
Well, look, if I'm honest, it's not that so much as wanting to bring him back into the family business. Mm. Look, he's really chuffed I asked him to come with me. And we both want him to get involved again, don't we?
Yes, of course.
And this is a good way of doing it, isn't it?
Well, yes.
Look, thanks for volunteering to come with me. It would have been good to have your support.
Oh, I can still come.
No, we can't go mob-handed.
Fair enough.
Let's see how it goes. You can always come to the next one.
Yeah, all right.
I enjoy your soap, Pussycat.
Matt, didn't expect you still to be here, since you insisted on Jade working for you today.
Lillian, how many times she is my PA on my payroll?
Yes, I know.
I'm just about to get off anyway.
Well, so am I. I'm going to Mum's. Jenny and I thought we'd take her and Jack out for lunch somewhere.
Oh, very nice.
What time will you be back?
Hard to say. I won't be late.
Well, I'll see you later then, darling.
Oh, just before you go, Lillian.
Yeah?
I should have said earlier, when we were talking about it.
What?
I'm sorry, but you can't come to Paris with me.
Oh.
Yeah, you know how these things are. I'll have to be available to do business 24/7.
And will Jade be going with you?
To be honest, Lillian, I'm not sure how much admin support the organisers are offering. It looks like delegates may be expected to provide their own.
I see.
Look, it's only for a few days. You and I can have a mini break in Paris in a couple of months when the weather improves, eh? Look, you don't understand how hard I work, you know. It's very discouraging, Lillian, when I'm doing everything I can to expand my business interests for the benefit of both of us to find that you're ridiculously jealous.
No, not at all. I'm all in favour of you going, Matt.
Are you?
Of course. As you say, you work hard and we both benefit. Now, I hope the convention is very productive. Look, I'd better go, darling. I'm running late. I'll see you later, then.
Yeah. Bye.
The Archers was written by Carol Simpson-Salazzo and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Julie Beckett and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.